The Broken Man by Josephine Cox. Read by Carol Boyd. Part 1. Bedfordshire. February 1952. Chapter 1. There was something disturbing about young Adam. Deep inside, he carried a secret that he could never tell anyone. Phil knew, though, because he recognised that certain look. The slump of the shoulders, the sad eyes that gave little away. Having fought for king and country, Phil knew what it was like to carry a secret. Over the years, he had learned to live with a vivid memory of terrible scenes he had witnessed. He could banter with old companions, but the loneliness of guarding his secret was often unbearable. Though his life was not empty, he ached for the company of a very special person, the one lovely woman he had loved with every fibre of his being, the only woman who was able to bring sunshine into his life, even on a rainy day. He kept himself busy helping his neighbours and occasionally meeting up with locals down at the pub. He earned his living by driving the school bus, and when the working day was over, he would go home to an empty house, make his tea, and afterwards sit in his chair and light up his faithful old pipe. Before it got dark, he would take a leisurely stroll through the countryside, his little mongrel dog Rex tripping along beside him. Phil appreciated his few simple pleasures, though he would have given everything to turn the clock back to a time when he was younger and fitter, and fortunate enough to have a loving wife. Now, though, he would make his way home as always, and except for the faithful little dog who was never far from his side, the house would be empty.